Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Hello, and welcome to this Friday edition of Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. So glad you've joined us today. End of a week, a great week, by the way, here on our program. Derek has been talking to us about facing the future, and it's just been such an infusion of hope and vision and excitement about what God is doing in the earth. And by the way, there's a great resource I want you to get. I want to say it right up here at the top of the show, called Surviving the Last Days. It's something we want to make available to you free of charge. Log on to the website at derekprince.org or call us at 1-800-448-3261. I'll mention that again in a minute. And this resource is available to you. It's a gift we want to give you for listening, and it will help really embed in your soul the truths that Derek's been talking about. Again, derekprince.org on the website or 800-448-3261. Now, Derek today is going to start talking to us about Israel and how Israel is critical to an understanding of the end times. It's sort of the second hand on the clock of God in history. And, you know, this is something that Derek absolutely lived. Derek went to Israel for the first time when he was a soldier during World War II. Of course, it was called Palestine then, and was there at the birth of Israel in 1948, and so loved Israel and taught about Israel and had I think, a sense of God's heart for Israel, that he not only was a father of that truth in much of the church in the world, but then towards the end of his life, went and lived in Israel. In fact, when I was writing the biography of Derek Prince and interviewing him in his very last months, we actually sat there in Israel in his home and looked out the window and talked about what was going on in the country. And it was fascinating. But Derek lived this passion for Israel and understood that God's work in Israel is a critical part of understanding the future. So let's listen now as Derek teaches us about facing the future and the role that Israel plays in all of it.
Speaking about Israel, I want to turn first to Luke chapter 21, which is prophetic discourse from the Mount of Olives. We studied yesterday the record given by Matthew in Matthew chapter 24, that parallel, but there yet there are differences. At the end of the various signs and trends and events which Jesus predicted, he gave them a parable in Luke 21, verses 29 through 31. He told them this parable: look at the fig tree and all the trees. When they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is near. Even so, when you see these things happening, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Well, that's a parable. We know, if we live in any kind of northern climate at all, that there are main seasons: winter and summer, spring and fall. At the end of winter, all the deciduous trees are bare, they have no leaves, branches stand out against the sky bare, their trunks just covered with bark. And for me personally, it's pretty hard to distinguish one kind of tree from another because I'm no expert. But then something begins to happen. Those tender little green buds begin to appear. And there's a little kind of greenish haze that comes around the trees. And Jesus says, the moment you see that, you know something. You know that summer is coming. You don't have to go to a university or a library or even a church or a synagogue to find out. He said, you see from yourselves, this is a sufficient evidence that summer is coming. Then, referring to his discourse, he said, it's the same. When you see the signs I've spoken about, you know for yourselves for sure that the kingdom of God is near at hand. And particularly, he gave them the sign of the fig tree and all the trees. Now, I want to share with you my personal belief that the fig tree there is a picture of Israel, and all the trees are all the other nations. So the sign of the fig tree is when the nation of Israel puts on its buds and then its leaves. It's the rebirth of the state of Israel. This is always extremely exciting for me because in the providence of God, I had the privilege of being in Jerusalem when that happened. In 1948, when the State of Israel was born and became a sovereign nation again in its own land after more than 19 centuries, I had the privilege of witnessing that event firsthand. So this is always very vivid for me. I saw the fig tree put on its leaves. And then later on, I had the privilege also of being engaged in educational work in Africa, teacher training work for African schools, spent 5 years in Kenya in East Africa. And this became again very vivid to me because there were all the trees putting on their leaves. I was in East Africa when it was still a British dependency, but within a few years of that time, three nations had emerged, Tanzania, Kenya, and Uganda. What was that? It was those trees putting on their leaves. And when I used to teach my African students along this line, they were always so excited to know that the destiny of their nations was referred to in the Bible. You see, in the continent of Africa, since the close of World War II and since the birth of the State of Israel, probably 50 new nations have emerged. What's that? Well, the birth of the State of Israel was the fig tree putting on its leaves. What we saw happen in Africa, South America, in Asia, all over the world, the upsurge of nationalism was all the trees putting on their leaves. One of the greatest forces in the last few decades since World War II has been the upsurge of nationalism. Various different ethnic groups have said, we're nations in our own right. We have our own culture, our own language, our own background, our own territory. We want to be our own. We don't want anybody else to dominate us or control us or direct us. That's the trees putting on their leaves. It's so remarkable to me that Jesus got the order right. First, the fig tree, Israel, and then the other trees. And particularly in Africa, many of the emerging African nations turned to Israel for help, for counsel, as a pattern of a nation that had emerged in the face of great opposition and had succeeded in surviving and establishing itself. So I believe that this is an exact application of what Jesus said. Look at the fig tree and all the trees, Israel and all the nations. When they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is near. Even so, when you see these things happening, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Now I want to deal very briefly with a few specific prophecies concerning the restoration of Israel as a nation. There are, I suppose, hundreds of such prophecies in the Bible, and I'm only going to touch on just one or two to emphasize my point. Beginning in Isaiah 11, verse 11 and 12. In that day the Lord will reach out his hand a second time to reclaim the remnant that is left of his people, from Assyria, from Lower Egypt, from Upper Egypt, from Cush, from Elam, from Babylonia, from Hamath, and from the islands of the sea, which means all the other continents. Well, we've lived to see that happen in our day. God has reclaimed his people Israel from all those areas of the earth's surface. Then verse 12 says something very significant. He will raise a banner for the nations and gather the exiles of Israel. He will assemble the scattered people of Judah, that's the Jews, from the four quarters of the earth. It's important for us to see that God's regathering of Israel back to their own land is also his raising a banner for the nations. It's God's declaration to all the nations that the time has come to set the stage for the close of this age. For all the prophecies that relate to the close of this age all assume one thing: the presence of Israel as a sovereign nation in their own land. Until Israel was restored, none of those prophecies could be fulfilled. But the restoration of Israel set the stage for the fulfillment of all those prophecies.
What a helpful tool it is to know that Israel is a critical part of God's clock. Not something we need to fear, not something we need to worry about, not something we need to get imbalanced about whenever we hear something in the news about violence in Israel, but to understand that God is working through Israel's history, and especially in this generation, to help us understand the end times. There's more to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
Government leaders and policies can greatly affect God's people and their ability to carry out the Great Commission. But what can one believer do? Can a single saint change the course of history? Derek Prince says, yes. Few Bible teachers in modern times have had a deeper understanding of how prayer and fasting work together to change circumstances than did Derek Prince. That is why one of Derek's most consistently influential books is Shaping History Through Prayer and Fasting. As you read through its pages, you'll discover the little taught secrets of moving mountains that have inspired and influenced countless other Bible teachers and intercessors. With it, you can become a history shaper. Call toll-free 800-448-3261 to order your own copy of Shaping History Through Prayer and Fasting for only $12.95. That's 800-448-3261.
1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Derek Prince had a deep and biblical understanding of the power of prayer. He saw firsthand how God will partner with willing believers. Discover how the same keys that move princes and presidents will also bring God's perfect will into your life. Order your own copy of Shaping History Through Prayer and Fasting today. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, and we are in the flow of a great teaching on the role of Israel in understanding the end times. Let's listen.
Listen at just a few other prophecies along this line. Jeremiah 16, verses 14 and 15. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when men will no longer say, as surely as the Lord lives, who brought the Israelites up out of Egypt. But they will say, as surely as the Lord lives, who brought the Israelites up out of the land of the north, that's Russia and Europe, and out of all the countries where he had banished them, for I will restore them to the land I gave their forefathers. We have lived to see that happen. I've had the privilege, as I've said, of witnessing much of that fulfillment with my own eyes. If anything is clear and vivid in the Bible to me, it's that. And then listen to what the Lord says, a verse or two further on, in Jeremiah 31:10. Hear the word of the Lord, O nations, and declare in the coastlands or the islands or the continents afar off, and say, he who scattered Israel will gather him and keep him as a shepherd keeps his flock. This is a message to all nations. It has tremendous significance for us. First of all, for us as Christians, it guarantees to us that the Bible is still an accurate, up-to-date, relevant book. And secondly, it's a sign to all the nations that God is setting the stage for his planned and predicted climax to the close of the present age. We need to take heed to what God is doing in Israel. It's a tremendous encouragement for all of us who believe the Bible. Today I'm going to speak about a sign that relates directly to God's people, the Church of Jesus Christ. This sign may be summed up as a dramatic increase of the activity of the Holy Spirit in and through the Church. This too has been clearly predicted in Scripture. We'll turn first of all to the words of the Apostle Peter on the day of Pentecost when the Holy Spirit first fell on the waiting disciples in Jerusalem. As a result of the dramatic supernatural manifestations, a crowd of unbelievers gathered. There were various reactions. Some of them mocked and said that the apostles and the other believers were drunk, to which Peter stood up and gave this answer in Acts 2:15 through 18. These men are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No, this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. Note, in the last days, God says, as this age comes to its close, I will pour out my spirit on all people. The literal word is all flesh, the whole human race. There will be dramatic supernatural manifestations in the people of God. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out of my spirit in those days. They will prophesy. Now, in order to understand more exactly what is indicated by those words, we need to turn back to the original source, which was quoted by the Apostle Peter. He said, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. If we turn back to the prophet Joel in the Old Testament, in the second chapter of Joel, we'll find the prophetic words that Peter applied on the day of Pentecost. In particular, I want to read from Joel chapter 2, two verses. Verse 23 and verse 28. And I want to put these two verses together because putting them together gives a much fuller insight into the full scope of this prophecy. Verse 23 says, so rejoice, O sons of Zion, that's God's people, and be glad in the Lord your God, for he has given you the early rain for your vindication, and he has poured down for you the rain, the early and latter rain, as before. And then the actual passage quoted by Peter is in Joel 2:28, and it will come about after this, and God is speaking, that I will pour out my Spirit on all mankind, all flesh, and your sons and daughters will prophesy, your old men will dream dreams, your young men will see visions. Now, God says, I will pour out my Spirit. Just previous to that, he's given the promise that he will pour out the rain that's due to the land. So, in other words, the outpouring of rain in the natural order is a type or a picture that illustrates the outpouring of the Holy Spirit in the spiritual order. Having seen this, we need to look more clearly at what God says about the outpouring of the rain in verse 23. He promises to pour down the rain in two major installments, the early rain and the latter rain. Now, I've had the privilege of spending a number of years in the land of Israel, and for me, this is very vivid, and I'd like to share it with you. We need to understand, because if we understand the climate of the land of Israel, this prophecy assumes much greater significance. In Israel, basically, there are only two seasons, summer and winter. There's hardly anything that you would call fall, very little that you would call spring. During the summer season, the weather is completely dry. The summer normally lasts from about April till about November. This is approximate. There can be a difference of a month each way. And amazing though it may seem to us, during those months, no rain falls at all. So at the end of the dry season, the winter, there comes what the Bible calls the early rain. That marks the beginning of winter, and it's a major downpour that will extend over the whole country. After that, for the rest of the winter months, rain will fall, but normally it falls rather unpredictably, here a little and there a little, not covering the whole nation at one time, until the end of the winter. And at the end of the winter, then there comes what's called the latter rain. This finishes the winter off. It's the greatest outpouring of all, and again, it's normally universal. It covers the whole land.
What a fascinating truth. That in all the prophecies that relate to the close of the age, there's one assumption, and that is that Israel is a sovereign nation in their own land. You know, a month ago, we did an expanded look at Israel, and you'll find that material on our radio archives on our website. The teaching was called Why Israel? And again, that's on the website at derekprince.org. Derek's going to wrap up in just a moment.
As chaos spreads around the world, one thing is clear. Israel, and Jerusalem in particular, is increasingly the focal point of controversy, uncertainty, and strife on earth. Each day, a wave of anti-Semitism sweeps many parts of the world. You need to know what all this means, and more importantly, what you should do to be prepared. These are some of the reasons Derek Prince Ministries has released a new booklet by Derek Prince called Surviving the Last Days. This powerful little book explains how we should live in these last days. That is why we want you to have a copy free and postage paid. Call toll-free 800-448-3261 to order your free copy of Surviving the Last Days, 800-448-3261. In Canada, 888-737-0771. Prepare for the days ahead. 800-448-3261. The call and the booklet are both free. 800-448-3261. Or visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. You know, I'm sure you're like me and you want to understand your times. This teaching is such a great tool to understanding our times. I want to understand our times not just because I'm a historian and not just because I work in roles of leadership, but because I want to live meaningfully. I want to know what God is doing. And Derek has given us such a powerful and critical interpretive key. Let's listen.
So that rain falls in Israel, not at all in the summer months. The early rain falls at the beginning of the winter, then there's unpredictable, scattered falls of rain throughout the winter, and then this final major outpouring of rain at the end of the winter, which is called the latter rain. Now, all this is a picture of what God does for the church through the Holy Spirit. We've seen that the outpouring of rain is in a way a prefiguring of the way that God will visit the church with the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And particularly it's emphasized in the prophet Joel, there'll be an early and a latter rain. Now this is true to the facts of 19 centuries of church history. the early rain, the first outpouring, fell on the early church in Jerusalem and probably lasted something like a century. For the church at that time, it was universal. It affected every area where the church was. It was a normal part of Christian experience, this supernatural visitation of the Holy Spirit. After that, in the terms of the analogy, there came the winter months of church history. The Holy Spirit was never fully withdrawn. He was always active at some place or other, in some group or other, but there was no major further outpouring of the Holy Spirit which affected the whole church. And so we move on to the end of the winter season, and then comes the latter rain, the last great final universal outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And I believe very firmly myself that around about the turn of the present century, around about 1900, this latter rain of the Holy Spirit began to fall on the church and is falling today. And I've had the privilege of traveling in all the continents of the world but one, amongst many different nations, amongst Christians of almost endless different denominational and doctrinal backgrounds, and my experience is it's falling on the whole church. It's a visitation that's touching the whole church. It's a restoration of supernatural and power to the whole church, and it's the fulfillment of biblical prophecy. And we need to understand that we are living in the time of the latter rain. This will help us to understand what to expect next.
Derek has given us such a powerful and critical interpretive key. He says that, you know, the restoration of Israel in our time and in the last century parallels the restoration of the church. What a fascinating insight. You know, really it was as the what's sometimes called the Zionist movement began to arise in the 1890s, early 1900s. It was at that same time that the Holy Spirit began to be poured out on the church at Azusa Street and at the Bethel Bible College outpouring in Topeka, Kansas. All of those powerful outpourings of the Holy Spirit that became the Pentecostal movement accompanied a restoration of Israel. And then in 1948, of course, when Israel became a nation, there was another great surge of revival that some have called the Charismatic Movement, and or maybe at that time it would have been the Latter Rain Movement in the 60s becoming the Charismatic Movement. If this is all true, and I think it's verified by history, then there's clearly a parallel between the restoration of the church and the restoration of Israel. This ought to make us a people who pray for Israel. It ought to make us a people who are checking anti-Semitism in our homes, in our hearts, in our churches. It ought to make us a people who are watching Israel to see what God is doing in the earth. I know there's a great deal of controversy about this, but I need to say that the Scripture makes it so clear that God is not through with Israel, that we, in fact, as Christians, are grafted into Israel's tree, so to speak, and that God is continuing to fulfill His covenant with Israel. This is a powerful truth. It's a truth that will help us understand our times. It's more than just a political truth. It's a spiritual truth that helps us to live more meaningfully in our generation. Now listen, that's what we're all about here at Derek Prince Ministries. We're about helping you live in the truth of God. And one of the resources we want to provide for you for that very purpose is called Surviving the Last Days. It's a booklet from the pen of Derek Prince. It's available to you free of charge, and you can get it by logging onto our website at derekprince.org, or you can call us at 1-800-448-3261. 1-800-448-3261. We want to help you live lives of significance in this generation, and that's what this ministry is all about. Listen, that's all the time we have for today. Be sure and join us again next week as we continue another fascinating series. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again on Monday as the legacy continues.
Take a moment now to get your free copy of Derek's insightful booklet, Surviving the Last Days. It's yours free and postage paid when you call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. And don't forget to order your copy of Derek's book, Shaping History Through Prayer and Fasting, for only $12.95. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, Visit us on the web at derekprince.org. That's derekprince.org.